Last time we saw the conclusion of the first part of the book, where he was feeling overwhelmed by the phenomenon of death, because death undermines life and our attempt to find something that valuable seems valuable long term. To remind ourselves of the concluding psukim of Perek Vav, let's take a look. Pasuk Yud, Mashaya Kfar Nekra Shmo Vinode Asher Hu Adam. Adam can't struggle against what's stronger than him. There are many things causing us to look at things as meaningless, causing us to wonder what we gain as people. Who can know what's good for man in his limited number of days? His days make him feel like a shadow, and we don't see what's valuable in this quick life, shadow-like life, and we don't know what's going to be afterwards, so we can't use that to find meaning here, so we just can't find meaning. As we saw last time, the beginning of Perek Zion, the speaker feels he does know what's good. He's very much answering the depression presented at the end of Perek Vav. You see this because the question in the last pasuk of Perek Vav was, Mi yodea ma tov la'adam? The answer comes, Tov shem yishem en tov, Tov lalechad al beit evel, Tov kas mischok, Tov l'shmo garat chacham. And we started speaking about what his point is, and we saw the celebration of death and the encouragement to go to mourners' homes because it's a time where people reflect and think constructively, right? The good name a person acquires is better than the nice oils of birth. Day of death is better than the day of birth. The explanation in Pasuk Bet, better to go to the Bet Evel than to go to the Beit Mishteh. Ba'asher hu sof kol ha'adam v'achai yitein alibo. Because it's the end of all men and the living take it to heart. So as we said last time, he's suggesting that instead of trying to develop some fanciful philosophy that then is undermined by the realities like that of death, start with the realities and build off them. Death is the most significant reality, significant in its being unavoidable, significant in its impact. Let's start with that. In this light, and along this vein, Pasuk Hei, he says, Tov l'shmo garat chacham yeish shomei ashir k'silim. It's very much along the same lines. Better to hear the rebuke of the wise man than to hear the song of the fool. It might be more enjoyable to hear the song of the fool, but it doesn't teach you anything. Better to listen to what will teach you something. Ki, Pasuk Vav, Chekol ha-sirim tachat ha-sir, Kein zchok ha-ksil v'gam zahavel. Sirim are like twigs. Twigs make a lot of noise, right? But they don't accomplish anything, right? They're quickly fleeting. They're flashy, but not meaningful. The corruption that's out there. Summary of the first part, Tov achrit davar mireshito. The end of a process is always better, more meaningful, more educational than the beginning of the process. Now, so far, beyond preaching realism, right, beyond preaching, find out what things really amount to, he hasn't yet told you how to live life, right? That's what starts now in the middle of Pasuk Chet. It's hard to figure out exactly what he means initially, but let's start talking about it. Tov erech ruach migvar ruach. What's erech ruach?
Calm person.
Erech, what's erech?
Long.
Long-spiritedness, patience. Erech apayim. Tov erech ruach migvar ruach. What's gvar ruach?
High.
Haughtiness, right? Now, we don't usually see patience and haughtiness as opposites. I believe that we get a better explanation from continuing into Pasuk Tet, and you see that Pasuk Tet is connected to the end of Pasuk Chet through the fact that
Ruach.
Al tivahel v'ruchlecha l'chos. Don't be quick with your spirit to get angry. Kichas b'chek k'silim yanuach. Why is he come out against anger? It's wrong, it's unethical. Why is he against anger?
Foolish.
It's foolish. Again, this is the Chacham speaking. He's not talking about high-minded ethics and morality. He's talking about think about what makes sense. What's constructive. Anyone ever heard of the phrase, anger is the lot of the fools. Where does it come from?
Yeah.
We're just going to put, Levi, just going to finish explaining these psukim, then I guess about it. How does all this line up? Patience, haughtiness, anger. How do they connect? Let's start, first of all, with anger. Why is anger foolish? Anyone? Yeah.
Because it doesn't accomplish anything?
It doesn't accomplish anything. Or anything good. And again, we don't think that way. People get angry because they get angry. They're angry. Why are you angry? I'm angry. Anger also is a result, very often a result of haughtiness. You take yourself too seriously. You ever get, you're on the highway? Yeah, there's traffic. You're angry. Who are you angry at?
Everyone.
Why are all these people using the road I need? You're in a supermarket, you get up to the checkout counter. There's people online. Again, person takes out, you know, credit card at a toll booth. You get all freaked out. Really, the root of it is, I need this toll booth. You get frustrated with people. Someone, you know, you come to the church. I always remember every year it happens. Someone stole my Gemara. Some idiot stole my Gemara. Who stole my Gemara? I say, did you ever borrow anyone else's Gemara? Yeah. Was that understandable? Yeah, well, that's Teretz. That was me. I needed the Gemara. Some idiot took my Gemara. The basis is foolish. It accomplishes nothing. And it's indicative often of a misplaced sense of self. Because really what the person's angry is that it was done to me. Patience is better. Patience makes more sense. But he's talking about again, what makes sense. We'll just read one more pasuk, then we'll take Levi's question. Pasuk Yud. Oh, Al Tomar Mehayashi Amim Arishonim Hayu Tovim Me'ela. Don't say, oh, what was that the earlier days were better than today's days? Right? You could call this nostalgic. You could call it conservative, Republican, right? Once upon a time, families knew what families were. And people, you know, waited until they got married. Oh, the good old days. Why is it not good to speak that way?
Also accomplishes nothing.
Ki lo michochma sha'alta alzeh. Why is it not wise?
It accomplishes nothing. It's
why is it not accomplish anything?
I'll never be happy about what's happening
now. I think it's more than that. People who are nostalgic about the past, it's only constructive if... we learn from the past, for sure. Or if we could return to the past, right? Really, they want to return to the past, but they want to return to the past. They want the past to return here. But that's not possible, right? Why isn't it possible?
It's the past.
Because it's the past. And that's why conservative voter bases are inevitably always unhappy with who they elect. Because they never bring them what they elect them for, which is dreams of the past. The right wing votes in Netanyahu, so you know we should have to deal with this crazy terrorism and peace process. There's just one problem. We have to deal with terrorism and a crazy peace process. And you can feel it in any country. The American politicians who run on the platform of reinstilling and stating family values and a world where people respected their parents. There's one problem with that. That's not possible. Or at least not something a politician's going to do. Al tomar mehayashi haimim arishonim ayutovim eile. Ki lo michochma sha'alta alzeh. It doesn't help to long for something that once was. Not only if it doesn't help, but you're not accomplishing. Meaning, better to focus your energies on trying to deal with the reality today and figure out what you can do with it, than longing for once upon a time, there was once something where it was this way or that way. Yes?
Can we say Yuridos Adoros?
I'm not understanding the question.
That every generation...
I understand what Yuridos Adoros means, but what's the question?
Oh, so like, it's true.
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking you.
Is it not a stira?
Between what and what?
Between this concept and that
one. Why is it a stira? This pasuk isn't talking about whether the generations go up or down. It's talking about how we relate to what things were in the past. That's I'm trying to be combative. I just didn't understand. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deal with us.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. Tova chokma im nachalav yoter le'roi hashamesh. And here he starts giving you direction. Again, we already know that this is the direction throughout, and a word that's appeared many times is going to start appearing a lot now. Chokma. Again, when he talks about Chachma, he's not talking about a PhD. He's not talking about big words and fancy degrees. When he talks about chacham, what does he mean?
Common sense.
I don't know if the common sense is the right word, although it's closer to common sense than the alternative, and that is an opposite. It's talking about realism. I think realism is the best word here to use. Now again, is that you may see realism and common sense as the same thing, but often that's a different thing. Right? It lets understand things for what they are and deal with it in the most practical way. Ki bitzela chokhmah bitzela kasef. It's not enough to have resources. You need the wisdom to protect them and the street smarts to protect them. V'yitron, there is a yitron. V'yitron dat ha-chokhmah t'chayeh ve'aleha. The advantage of wisdom keeps the one who has it alive. We're going to just run through a little bit. Two questions breaks up the flow. V'yitron dat ha-chokhmah t'chayeh ve'aleha. So here he's talking about chokhmah versus foolishness, versus dreamlike, versus pasuk yud gimel. Re'ei et ma'aseh Elokim. See the creations of God. Who can fix what God made crooked? If you remember from the beginning of Kohelet, which alternative philosophy is the Chacham rejecting here or beginning to reject here?
Socialism,
activism, the Maasim philosophy that we should do some, we should fix things. So again, we're not fixing things. Instead, Pasuk Yudalid, Biyom Tova Heyeh V'Tov. When things are good, be good. Uviyom ra, rei gam etzelu matze asah lokim al devrat shelo yimtza adam acharav meuma. Understand that God made both kinds of things, knowing that man can't figure it out. The beginning of pasuk devav. What philosophy is that? The kol pasuk yudal. Excuse me. Biyom tova yevetov uviyom ra, rei gam etzelu matze asah lokim. This is what's called today going with the flow. Meaning, someone who has a higher moral system doesn't go by whatever's accepted in their world. They strive for things to be right. He's saying, when things are good, be good. When things are bad, understand that there's a balance in the world. Almost like, you know, the hedonist's view of the way God sets the world in motion. Pasuk Tetvav, et hakol ra'iti b'mehevli. I've seen everything in my meaningless days. Yesh tzadik oved b'tzidko. I've seen the tzadik get lost physically or otherwise in his tzidkus, v'yesh rasha ma'arich birato, and there's a rasha who lives a long life in his badness. Al tehi tzadik arbe. Al tehi tzadik arbe. V'al titchakam yoter olam tishomem. Don't be too righteous. Don't outsmart yourself. On the other hand, al tirsha arbe. Don't be too wicked. V'al tisachal. Don't be foolish. Olam tamut b'lo itecha. Here he's now moved from speaking out against the activist, the Maasim philosophy, now speaking out against... Who's he talking about here in these
wisdom? Accumulating wisdom.
You're Elakim, right? He's speaking out against those who are saying it pays to be a good person. Pasuk Yudal biyom tovai yevitov yomra. The person who says it pays to be a tzaddik. Pasuk Tetvav at kol riti meavli yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidko. So what does he say? Should you be ruthless? Should you try to be righteous?
Yeah, just not too righteous.
Just not too righteous. Right, not too righteous. Why not? Why not be righteous at all? Why not be totally ruthless?
It's not balance.
What?
It's not a balance.
Who said we need balance? Look at Pasuk Yud Zayin carefully.
Why die for
your time? Yeah, what does that mean?
If you're righteous or if you're too wicked, someone's gonna...
Well, not the righteous, this is talking about the wicked. Al tir shahar bay, v'al tir sachaman.
Your wicked people won't like you, and then...
Someone's gonna kill you, right?
Yeah.
If you do it, only care about yourself, and you're mean to people, etc., so what should you be?
Someone
in the middle. What does that mean? How would you set it?
Be controlled.
Big balance? You know, for the person of balance. What would you be?
Closer to righteous.
What would you be? What would the criteria be? For the chacham.
Not too much of a tzaddik, not too much of a wrong.
That's not an answer. What would it be? Maybe you mean it. What?
Binary.
What would the criteria be? What would the criteria be? Yeah?
I guess like being a nice guy, not being in your face.
You're not giving criteria, you're giving a formulation.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Perfect.
What would be perfect for him? What is he trying to accomplish?
Much of
I understand, we've said it a few times. But what, I'll read one more pasuk, maybe it'll help you. Pasuk Yudchet. Tov asher te'achoz bazeh v'gam yizal tanach yadecho. Ki yirei Elokim yetzei et kulam. Grab onto this, but don't let go of that. The criteria would be whatever... What? Yeah, that's another formulation. But what's the criteria would be? The criteria would be whatever will get you ahead. Right? We're not thinking here about what is the right thing, right? Or like you said, what's the balance, right? That, like some objective higher criteria. This is called being calculated, right? How righteous do I need to be for people to respect me? But no more than that, because why would I want to be righteous, right? Which is, by the way, what a lot of the world tries to figure out, right? Meaning many people, most people in our world are not motivated by ideals. They're motivated by their image, right? This is a person who's not trying to be ideological or tzaddik or whatever because he believes in it. He's trying to be it because no one respects a Russia, right? Many years ago, my mother said to me, comes to yeshiva, my son wants to say shanabed. I said, okay. He said, does he need to? I said, well, what do you mean by need? Because you know, Rabbi, you know what I'm asking. I said, no, I don't know what you're asking. She said, I'll explain it to you. When I was a kid, you could be a religious Jew, even if you mixed dancing and you made out, and you didn't have to learn anything, you just went to shul on Shabbos. That was a religious Jew. Now, I understand that today to be a religious Jew, you have to, you have to not touch girls. I understand that. You have to maybe learn Daf Yomi. You have to go to Israel for the year. Do you have to go for 2 years? What's she trying to figure out? The halacha in the Shulchan Aruch? What God expects from us? What's he trying to figure out? Let's put our finger on it. Yeah?
Public perception.
The perception, right? Just to be what you need to be. You know, Rabbi, right? I mean, it was Pashut that I understood what she was asking. And I did understand what she was asking, right? But that's exactly the opposite of being having any ideology. That's what he's about. His ideology is what's going to get me ahead. By the way, people who are that way, if you know someone is that way, they're not respected, right? You have to make believe that your ideology is really what you believe. I'm a tzaddik. But not too much of a tzaddik. Am I stupid? When he's speaking out as a guy who goes to Israel and gets too serious about Judaism, they think of becoming a rabbi. So I'm trying to say, are you crazy? Alti tzaddik arbe. You're going over the board. You're flipping out, right? Now you'd say, but doesn't that make sense according to what I believe? Who's talking about belief? This is the chacham. Pasuk Yud Chet. Tov asher techos bezeh v'gam yizeh al tanachat yadecha. Modern Orthodoxy, right? Have a little this, a little that. You eat to this one, you eat to that one. You know, I can talk the talk. Yeah, yeshiva, right? Yeah, Gemara. Yeah, sure, I can talk the talk. I'm not an Amaretz. You know what I'm saying? All the people say, what am I an Amaretz? They're Amaretz. You know what am I an Amaretz? Yeah. I don't look like an Amaretz. Ah, okay. Again, this should bother anyone who believes or wants to believe in anything. But the Chacham doesn't want to believe in anything. We finished believing in Perek Vav. You see where that got me, right? I believe in one thing. I'm going to die. So that I have no higher goals. Let me figure out the best way to do this. The best way, what Judah would say, to strike a balance. But not in any ideological sense balance, right? But just in a calculated, practical, how righteous do I need to be for people to respect me? And no more, because it's stupid to be righteous, right? Yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidko, v'yesh rasha ma'arich b'ra'ato. The climax of this, the climax is the last couple of psukim. We'll conclude and let the questions move on. Chachma gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers in a city. Because there's no person in this world who does good and never sins. Implication? You've all heard of this pasuk, right? What's the implication for him? What?
Like, you can't be perfect.
Therefore?
Why try?
Exactly. Okay, we don't say such a thing, right? We say it's true. Nobody's perfect, but we do our best. Do your best. But if you could be perfect, so then maybe you would say, like Zev said, I want to be perfect. I'm work towards. Can't be perfect anyway. So to hell with it, right? Look, I know that in the end, I'm going to fall on the internet. It happens to everybody. So, okay, why try? Everyone's had that thought, right? Gam lechol advarim asheir daberu. All the things you hear people saying, al titein libecha. Don't pay attention. Don't put your heart towards it. Asher lo tishmat avdecha mekal alecha. not to hear your eved cursing you. Imagine what it feels like. You have an eved, someone's supposed to respect you, right? Someone works for you, whatever, and they're cursing you out, right? Your best friend's cursing you out. How does it make you feel? What a betrayal. What a really... this person acts nice to me. I help this person. Whatever. That's how they talk about me behind my back? Why is he saying not to pay attention to it? Not to, you know, not to feel bad over it? Think it's a practice. What? And what does it mean?
Perception.
That's how it works, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, welcome to the world. Pasuk Chaf Bet. Ki gam pamim rabot yadali becha asher gam ataki la ta achirim. What does that mean? You do the same thing, right? So just get it on tape and use it. When you're caught in hypocrisy, right? Let's say you're angry about how you know someone took your gemara, a chutzpah. I come to you, I say, you know, you took someone's gemara yesterday. What do you feel at that point?
Stupid.
And then you process it. What do you feel as a good person? You know, Rabbi? You're right. Either I shouldn't have taken someone's gemara without asking for permission. Or I shouldn't have gotten angry. I should have understood. Right? We process hypocrisy and seek to correct it. What he's saying is, yeah, man, that's how it works, man. Go with it. People get the understanding of what's being spoken about in Perek Zayin. It's very sharp, last two psukim. Gam lechol advarim asher yedaberu al titein libecho asher lo tishma et avdecha mekal alecho ki gam peyamim rabot yadali becha asher gam atakilat achirim. You see in Pasuk of Gimel, he's starting a new piece. We'll get to in a second after Zach and other questions. Kol zoni siti b'chachma, all this I tried with chachma, and he's going to evaluate it. But the second part of the book begins not just with a new philosophy, but a totally new approach. I hope people understand what the new approach is, right? Not let's build ideological mountains that aren't realistic, but let's build off realism. Yes, Zach, you raise your hand.
I don't really understand what the rule of the chacham, like in the grand story is.
The rule of in what story?
In
B'chlal, his rule is try to be as realistic, practical as possible.
His role. Like,
his role.
Yeah.
His role, that's what I was just saying. His role is, realism comes when you give up on... Wait. The world often retreats to basics when they find that there are things that fancy or fail. You understand what I'm trying to say? When we've gotten too off base. You understand what I mean, off base?
Yeah.
And by the way, I was thinking about this last night. I was sent an article someone wrote. It was entitled Postmodern Orthodoxy. Analysis and thinking and this, and so abstract and so far, you know, from just, you know, I know after the Kutcher Bruchel. Right? And, you know, I was speaking to everyone about it, and I said, we just, you know, as a community, we have to go back to the basics. Remember, you know, what Judaism means, what we believe, right? You know, because we get so, and sometimes people, there's a tendency to complexify things, A, because it sounds, it's complex. And the world is complex. Sometimes we get so further and further and further, you get just so far from... I think that's what the Chacham's doing here. You're spinning these webs about all kinds of things. We all die. So what does that mean?
I'm saying we obviously don't believe in what he's saying. Are we
do we believe in what was said in the earlier program?
No. So I'm saying, is he just another one of these characters? Like, is he the same
but
guy?
By the way, when you say we don't believe... Again, we enter Kohelet without preconceived notions.
Sure.
And the things people say make a lot of sense.
But it's like a fairy tale. Like, you know what the ending is going
to
be.
So you're saying you want to skip to the last three psukim? Bakashah, let's go.
Is he the same guy as he
the reason we're going guys? Through this process, it's a very different guy. The reason we're going through this process is because all of these thoughts make sense. And they're ideas people have at different stages in life when they're dealing with different aspects of life. And what he's doing is fleshing each one of them out very strongly. There are a lot of people who live this way. And there's a voice inside of each of us that feels this way. And by the way, when you said what we believe and what we don't believe, we believe aspects of each of these speakers. Do we believe in being realistic? Do we believe in examining death and using that to understand life? Do we believe, for example, going back to Pasuk Chet and Tet, do we believe patience versus haughtiness not to get angry? Absolutely. Do we believe Kas Bechek Selim Yenuach? Absolutely, right? The problem with all these philosophies is when they are the be-all and end-all of what we see life as being. When we see life as just the practical attempt to stay alive and sustain our lives as much as possible, we lose the bigger picture of what's valuable.
So each of these characters is coming to like...
Voices, yeah.
Each of these voices is coming to show us like a balance.
I don't think it's coming to show us balance. Each of these voices is expressing a real way of looking at the meaning of life.
So saying,
and there are people who live this way. What we're going to do with them at the end, we'll see when we get to the end. I'm not trying to delay you. I'm just trying to say, you want to get to the hachra, I want to understand each shita, right? And again, there's an importance in understanding each shita. Because they exist within us. Not in a balanced way, they exist within us. They exist within us, different people, different things, and different times in our lives, different things, right? Are we ready for the next part? Pasuk of Gimel. Kol zo nisiti b'chuchma. All this I tried to do with wisdom. Amarti yech kama. I said I'm going to become wise. V'hi rechoka mimeni. But it's far from me. Rechok ma she'aya v'amok amok mi yimtzenu. What's he saying here about chuchma?
It's very hard to attain.
Yeah, it's unattainable. It's too beyond our reach. And what's interesting is, the more we understand, how much we don't understand. Except civilization, societies that want to believe they understand. You know, you look back at medieval science and philosophy. They understood so little. You know, we know today how much little they understood. But they wrote as if they understood everything. The only mistake we make is repeating that mistake. In 100 years from now, they're going to look at us and talk about how little we understood.
The scientific community recognizes that now.
Some. Or they'll talk relatively speaking, we know a tremendous amount. There's a little bit we don't know. People like to believe they understand. Now, part of the problem is a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Everyone agrees, right? The question is who has a little knowledge? The point is to realize all of us have a little knowledge. But the more you realize that, the more you understand. Chachma is impractical because it's impractical. It doesn't work.
Why?
Why? Because there's always so much we don't know.
Meaning,
if you could really write the book, you know what I'm trying to say? These guys have it all figured out. You watch Ocean's, 312 or whatever, whatever they're up to. Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Right? They always seem to have it all figured out. It doesn't work that way. Again, they like to portray a character in the movies who has it all figured out. But people don't have it all figured out.
We say chokhmah is realism rather than knowing things.
It doesn't mean knowing things philosophically. It means even what you need to know to beat the system, so to speak. We don't know. There's more we don't know than we know. Now, the interesting is the next two psukim. Sabot yani v'libi ladat v'latur v'akesh chokhmah v'cheshbon. I focused my heart, my mind, to seek and understand. V'ladat resha kesu v'asichlut halilut. And you know, I found something that's even more bitter than death. Now that's an amazing statement because death was the biggest challenge we faced, right? The Chacham's whole point was to say death is the enemy and we can work with it, right? He's saying now in response to Chacham's attempts that I found something more bitter than death. And what is it?
Women.
Women are more bitter than death? How did we go from philosophy to being a misogynist? Like, what's pshat? I think this pasuk needs to be stricken from Tanakh. No, I'm saying in the spirit of we do whatever we want and don't respect Allah or anything. I think we should strike this pasuk from Tanakh. No? But again, so out of what's going on? What's he talking about? Maran Bracha says there's a pasuk in Mishlei which says Matzah. That's Maran Bracha. We know. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, right? And then this pasuk which says Motzani Marim Mavet Isha. The common shorish is matzah, right? But in Mishlei, it's matzah, mem, tzadi, aleph, matzah, yusha, matzah. Here, it's umotze with a vav, right? So Maran Bracha says that in Eretz Yisrael, they would ask when Purim got married, is it a matzah or a motze? Is it a matzah, yusha, matzah, tov, or a motze, ani, mari, mavis, sayisha? Now, the question is, again, you could say, you could all sniffle and laugh and say, we hate women, great. How does this fit in here? Okay, we're frustrated about life. Go Eagles. I'm saying, what's the...
You can't be a chacham. The chacham's approach is to be entirely realistic.
Yeah.
And simply work on the most basic level. And it doesn't work once you bring emotional aspects into it.
That's how the pshat is. And the reason I think that's the pshat is because what else could the pshat be? I mean, clearly it doesn't mean women. In the physical sense of, we're pretty frustrated about life. We hate women. What's he saying? And by the way, see, it's Tiernim. Exactly. If he had said, well, first of my life, we hate the Tiernim, I would understand exactly what he meant. But what's he talking about here? And you see, by the way, in the rest of the passage, I'll explain a little bit more. What about the woman? Asherim mitzodim. She entraps. Okay, it's not the woman. The image of the woman as temptress. Now, but is it the woman? It's that we are tempted, right? And where does it start? Of course, the image of woman as temptress, woman with the apple. Where does it start?
Chava.
It starts with Chava. It's the fact that men, people, don't always work by what makes sense. And the best raya I bring for this all the time are two words. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, President of the United States, Dafke was well respected. You know, he's doing a good job. Until Monica Lewinsky. Now, whether you disrespect him because he's a liar, because she's not so pretty, or whatever it is, you know, whatever reason it is, if he had thought to himself, okay, if he had thought to himself rationally, does it pay for me to do this? No way he's going to do it, right? No way. And if a president needs something like that, they can arrange things for him, right? Why did he do what he did? Because we don't always use this, right? The interesting thing is, they say, a huge percentage in the Goyisha world have affairs. A huge percentage. And most people who have affairs, their marriage breaks up. Did the person really want to break their marriage up? Most people who have an affair don't want to break their marriage up. If you would sit with them and say, if you do this, there's a chance you lose your marriage. Why do people do it anyway?
For a thrill.
Well, because people don't always think rationally. There's two reasons why Chachma is impractical. One, we can't figure it out. Two, we're human. We're not machines. There are a whole bunch of movies, like when mass computers first started coming out, about how the world is putting its, you know, the machines to run things, the machines this, the machines that, all the kind of things, right? And basically, you know, the point was the machine is going to be better than humans, and, you know, the movies were always trying to show, no, humans are better than computers, or the computer also has emotions, or we get the computer to have emotions, or that's all stupid, right? Computers are computers. They don't have emotions, and they can really make things work. We are the ones with problems. If all of our decisions had to go through a computer, things might work better. If the computer had to decide, if it paid for us to have an affair, if the computer had to decide, if it paid for us to go on the internet without a filter, that we would make good decisions, right? We'd plug in what the values are, what we want, right? And then the computer would make the decisions for us. Shkoyach. Of course, we're supposed to make decisions, right? You could make a computer help you. Okay, vakasha. It's nice to talk about philosophies that sound good. It's nice to talk about the way things should work. But he says, I tried. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, what's interesting is that every once in a while, they come out with a study. You know, they find a certain pill, they approve, and then like a few months later, they'll come out, no, it's a mistake. The data was incorrect. Why was the data incorrect? Computer made a mistake? Human error. Yeah, where did the human error come from?
Stupid humans.
Yeah. What money?
Greed.
You're working on a pill, right?
Yes, it's a drug company pharmacy.
Yeah. You're working on a pill, right? You're working on a pill. It's amazing how tozaot can often come out. You know. You always have to look when someone does a poll. Who did the poll? Not just which organization did the poll, but who paid them to do the poll. But again, it sounds like data. It sounds like wisdom. There's very little data. There's a lot of data, but there's very little real objective data. Most of it is how you formulate a question, and all that, that's humans, man. That's humans who do it for all kinds of reasons besides the pursuit of truth. Which doesn't appear in the Constitution, right? It's the pursuit of happiness. Oh, I want to be happy, so that's my goal, that's my ideal. Okay. Motzani marmi mavet etayisha. She's like, Pasuk of Zayin. Re'e ze matzati amra kohelet. This is what I found. Achat la'achat l'mtzol cheshbon, adding one to one to see what I came up with. Asherod b'kshan afshi v'lo matzati, adam echad me'alef matzati. I found one out of 1,000 and figured it out. V'yisha b'chol eilu lo matzati. And again, I think yisha here doesn't mean a woman. It means someone pulled by their emotions. Levad re'eze matzati. Asher asa elokim et ha'adam yashar. V'hema v'kshu cheshbonot rabim. And by the way, you can already get a sense here in this last pasuk who's responding to the chacham. Anyone wants to say it out at any point, you can. But he's saying, you want to know what I found? God made man straight. And they search for cheshbonus. Or in other words, you're on the highway, right? There's traffic. What should you do?
Take another route.
Throw a sheet on the radio.
You should stay on the highway. But no, you have figured out better. I'm going to go off. I'm going to cut around. Yeah, it's not coincidental that Waze was created by Jews. What are Goyim do when they're in traffic? This in traffic. What do Yidden do? Shmein. I'm sitting here in traffic. You open up, you know, an appliance. It's got like 50-page instruction booklet. It says in big letters, "Do not use before you read the instructions." What does a Yid say? That's like a personal affront. The instructions are written for Goyim. Not to read the instructions. You take it, I plug it in, you start using it, right? Ichmein. This is serious. You take it like a model car. It says, "Do not attach the wheels to before building the chassis." You're like, that's for Goyim. The first thing I'm doing is I'm attaching the wheels. Then you build the whole thing. You get to the end. All of a sudden, that's why you don't attach the wheels. I was like, Chiddush, you came up with it. Like it was written there. And then typically, all you do is follow. You don't attach the wheels before the chassis. Of course not. Rashi here quotes Adam HaRishon. God made man straight. You have a moral compass, right? He gave him instructions. Don't eat from the tree. God's trying to keep me down. I'm going to eat from the tree. I'm going to be better. I'm going to figure it out. Amen. I'm going to do this. And you talk about the Yetzer is bigger. The Jews have the bigger Yetzer. Levad re'eze matzati asher asai alokim et ha'adam yashar v'hem b'kshu cheshbonos. You know what cheshbonos means? Rav Kook said pshat. It says Sichon ir cheshbon, right? It was one of the kings who was keeping the Jews out of Israel. Part of what keeps Jews out of Israel are the cheshbonos. They say, God wants me in Israel. I'm going to go to Israel. I'm going to make it work. No, wait a second. Cheshbonos. Jews can do what you got to do. Jews can't do something simple. It doesn't work. We've got to be a chacham. Wait a second. No. It's true. That's what God, that's our conscience. That's what we feel. Well, who's going to do what they feel? Let's figure it out. And we all have this. We all know what this means. Who's speaking to the chacham here?
The Yirei Elokim.
The Yirei Elokim plays a certain role here. Again, not Zach in the book. He plays a certain role in our life. The moral conscience a person has that speaks to them when they're, again, when their equilibrium is being broken towards this kind of calculated. And here the tension is between, should I be calculated and try and overthink and think about ways I can get ahead? Or should I just do what's right, what I know is right?
How does this answer the Chacham?
It's rejecting the Chacham.
It hasn't rejected him.
Well, this isn't the rejection. This is the conclusion after the rejection. The rejection is you're impractical.
He's saying
we should do what we know to be right, not what we calculate to get us ahead. We'll continue from here next time. Okay. Perihet. Do 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 do. Mm-hmm.